It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. McLean County residents seeking to reduce mortgage payments through the county's foreclosure mediation program are losing an advocate. The University of Illinois is phasing out its community preservation clinic, which offers free legal representation to homeowners in foreclosure. Executive Director Stacy Tutt is moving to the University of California, Irvine. Tutt's community preservation clinic figured prominently in a recent GLT examination of the general rollback in consumer protections under the Trump administration. You can hear a re-airing of that report in just a few moments. But in this update, Tutt tells GLT's Judy Valente what the impending loss of her clinic will mean for struggling homeowners.
Right now, what is happening with the clinic is the University of Illinois has decided to close down the clinic. So at this point in time, we are no longer accepting new cases. And over the next 6 months, we will be 6 months, 6 to 8 months, we'll be just finalizing all of our current cases, because what we're looking to do is continue our representation until they conclude rather than having to withdraw from the cases.
And what is that going to mean? What's the ripple effect going to be?
The ripple effect of that is pretty significant, especially for the McLean County Foreclosure Mediation Program. Right now, my clinic is the only one providing services to borrowers going through that process.
Why is your clinic closing?
The reason it is because I'm transitioning to a different university to launch their consumer law clinic. And the law school looked at it and decided, instead of continuing my clinic as it has been established, that instead they're going to spend the next year transitioning and closing the clinic. Then they'll launch a national search for a new clinic director that will then have discretion to start whatever type of clinic that they want to do.
So it may not be a foreclosure mediation clinic at all.
In fact, it's unlikely it will be.
So what happens to all the people who are, you know, desperate to keep their homes, who are being threatened with foreclosure? What happens to them in McLean County?
That's what we're most concerned about and scrambling to try to come up with a transition plan in order to help those individuals. We have reached out to Prairie State Legal Services to see if they would be able to provide free legal services, but regrettably, they do not have the capacity to do so. We have also spoken with Mid-Central Community Action and their HUD-certified counseling program to see if they may be able to step in and help borrowers.
What does it mean effectively? What kinds of services are simply not going to be there if your clinic is no longer there?
So that's about 100 borrowers that are going to be going through the process with no assistance whatsoever, which means when they go to mediation, the person on the other side, the banks, will have their attorney and a representative, and the borrower will be sitting there by themselves trying to figure out what options are available and to have to advocate for themselves.
Now, how do you get at that number, 100 borrowers?
We get at that because we track how many cases we open and close each year, and we close on average about 100 cases per year. Right now, we have over that number of cases open because some of our cases, we provide representation for years. It takes to actually get through the whole process, but our average is handling about 100 new cases a year.
Do you relate this to an overall rollback in protections for consumers? This is perhaps just one aspect of it.
Yes, I think there is a rollback of this. We're looking right now at the CFPB no longer
doing... The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is a federal agency or federal bureau.
Exactly. And they had been very helpful in enforcing consumer rights, but now they are rolling back their enforcement as well as rolling back the regulations that protect borrowers and consumers in these situations.
What are some of the most general things that you help people with?
The most general things that we help people with are enforcement of the regulations, where the servicers are simply not responding to them and getting back to them on their loss mitigation applications.
So loss mitigation applications means?
Prevention of foreclosure.
Okay.
That's primarily what we do in our clinic, is prevent foreclosure. But we also sue creditors and mortgage servicers when they violate the regulations in order to get someone affirmative relief.
Stacy, can you give me the scope of the help that you've given people?
So over the last 6 years that the clinic has been in operation, we've helped hundreds of borrowers. And the way that we help them is securing affordable loan modifications or assistance in avoiding foreclosure. Some of the things that we have obtained, just to kind of quantify what the clinic has done, is that we have obtained almost $800,000 in principal reductions, which means that borrowers who were otherwise underwater in their homes had that debt forgiven, which allowed them to get an affordable monthly payment. We have also, in looking at interest rate reductions in order to get that affordable monthly payment, our amount is 304% reduction. in interest rates. So these modifications, the way they promote affordable housing is they lower borrowers' monthly payments. And if we look at how much we've lowered borrowers' monthly payments in the aggregate, it is over $30,000 a month that we have saved McLean County borrowers. We've avoided borrowers having to pay deficiency judgments in an amount over $2.5 million. As for money that's given to borrowers in the form of relocation assistance or even for damages caused by the mortgage servicers, they have received almost $275,000 being provided to them in cash to resolve the issues. We have also helped to bring in almost $360,000 in Illinois Hardest Hit Funds. Illinois Hardest Hit Funds is a program that helps borrowers get caught up on missed payments as well as make some ongoing payments and until their employment situation is improved. Any individual in that program has had an income loss through no fault of their own. So this money is very significant in helping people maintain their housing until they're able to get a higher income back into the home. The total value of homes we have saved in McLean County is over $33 million.
That's pretty significant for a community.
I think that's the thing that people forget about foreclosures. Sometimes people make the mistake of blaming the borrowers in that situation for simply not paying. Even though that's not always the case, even if it were the case, the value of preventing foreclosures is significant for the entire community. If you think about it, this $33 million in property saved could instead be sitting vacant, abandoned, and decaying, which would be a drain not only on the property values of the homes around them, but it would also be a drain on our cities because they would have to pay to cut the lawns, to board up the buildings, and to make them safe. It also causes increased crime when there's abandoned or vacant properties. All of this we've helped to prevent through our representation.
Stacy Tutt is the executive director of the Community Preservation Clinic at the University of Illinois. It is no longer able to take new clients and probably will be winding down its operations in 6 to 8 months. Stacy, thank you so much, but we also wish you well in your new position at the University of California, Irvine.
Thank you so much. It will be hard to leave this community. Everyone's been so wonderful to work with. Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.